Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Rabbi Friedman Mostershir. Today, we'll be taking a deep look into the Gaiva and everything it destroys. I'll give you a hint. It destroys lots of things. So, to truly understand the effects of Gaiva, we need to understand how Gaiva becomes into each other, becomes into you and can affect you. Now, the true way that, and honestly, the only way that you can get Gaiva is if you really succeed at something. So one of the best ways to avoid Gaiva is just Taka. Wouldn't say not try to succeed at anything. But if you're really succeeding at something, maybe slow down a little bit. Slow down. You don't need to be Elon Musk. You don't need to be Elon Musk or something crazy. You don't need to be Elon Musk. Trust me. I don't think Elon Musk is happy with his life. So on the way to this Fabringen, something funny happened. I bumped into somebody at the aisle. So in the aisle, I bumped into my father. My father told me a story. Happened with Bob Dylan. Now, my father is a very renowned chazan, as you may know. So my father was being a chazan in the show. And a man with his hood pulled up, comes into the show and starts davening. Turns out this man was Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan himself. You know, you might know Bob Dylan from the recording of The Neighborhood Bully, which actually affected me greatly as I was... When the first song came out, I was actually being greatly affected by a bully in my neighborhood named Jake, who is currently in jail for tax evasion. And I always expected that that is how his life would end, but that's just a side note. So, what is Fabringen? I'm bumped into my father, and he was telling me the story with Bob Dylan. Now, Bob Dylan came into the show and started davening, and Yom Kippur. See, this guy's Taka Goy, but even he comes into davening in Yom Kippur. So it's Yom Kippur and Bob Dylan's davening. When I was hearing this story, I came to a realization. Even the people with the most reason to be Gaiva, who didn't listen to my first rule, even they sometimes want to quiet down a little bit. So we came to our show and he davened. Bob Dylan, B-A-B-D-I-L-N, Bob Dylan. Came, he was davening in the show. I'm starting to tear up from how this is really affecting me in my heart and soul. And it should also be affecting you. But sometimes, I'm not saying always, of course not always, but sometimes it's good to take a note from Bob Dylan. Let's say that somehow you're chas v'shalom, in a situation where you have a gaiva issue, have an ego issue. Now, number one, the best step to get rid of your gaiva is to simply acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you have gaiva. Here are some signs that you have gaiva. Number one, you're not struggling. If you're not struggling, it probably means you have gaiva. Number two, telling people that you're not struggling. As in, another way to put this is not begging for money. If you're not on the street begging for money, you probably do not have gaiva. I mean, you probably do have gaiva. What? You probably have gaiva. And finally, the biggest sign is if somebody told you that you're succeeding in life. It probably means that the gaiva is even affecting them. See, gaiva is contagious. Every remotely normal person in the world knows that gaiva is contagious. Just a footnote to know. If you ever think that you're probably not having gaiva, everybody's having gaiva. Everybody has gaiva. Everybody. Including yourself. Clever. I've heard feedback that this is everybody's favorite part of the podcast. The Musser. Are you excited for the Musser? I'm excited for the Musser. Okay. Everybody needs to get rid of their gaiva. And you know, the Chum say that gaiva has the same gematria, give or take, of Gehenim. But not Gehenim, because that would be a little too spicy, but Gehenim with a cough. Gaiva has the give or take, same gematria, as Kehanim. Give or take. And I tell you, there's a quote in Yichas Kasiyo. It says, thou art shalt all burnt in thy Kehanim. Which is really Taka, you have to understand. It's really, comes full circle with the give or take, the gematria. So it comes full circle. It doesn't say Kehanim. Rashi talks about this. It doesn't say Kehanim. It says Kehanim. Must be something. Was it a typo? No, of course not. Yechas Kusiyo never makes typos. They call him Yechas Kusiyo, never typo for a reason. Yechas Kusiyo, no typos. But, you see, if you have Gaiva, you're terrible. If you don't have Gaiva, you're terrible. You're terrible. I'm sorry, you're terrible. And thank you for tuning in on the Sheldon Friedman Musser Podcast. And see you next time when we will be covering anger. Thank you for tuning in to my Musser Share. Today we'll be taking a deep dive into the effects of anger and everything that it destroys. And just like Gaiva, destroys tons of things.